In northwestern Iraq, more than 5,000 U.S. and Iraqi soldiers are preparing for a fight against insurgents who largely control the city of Tal Afar. Tal Afar is about 40 miles from the Syrian border. It's considered a logistical hub for insurgents and foreign fighters. The military has arrested about 200 suspected insurgents trying to flee the city. Many are Iraqi Sunnis. Some are thought to be foreign fighters, including Syrians. Jonathan Feiner of The Washington Post is embedded with the Army's 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment in Tal Afar. He says the military has warned civilians to get out of the city before the offensive starts.
They've dropped leaflets on helicopters. They've broadcast messages over loudspeakers from vehicles telling people that it's going to be very dangerous to stay, and then channeling them when they do leave through processing centers to try to ensure that some of the insurgents who they're trying to trap in the center of the city haven't slipped out among the local population.
Well, is it working? Are the civilians actually leaving town?
Well, it was a very slow process for the first couple of days. There are some signs today that larger numbers of civilians have made their way out. You know, a couple of hundred people that left on the first day, they started playing this message, and then maybe 300 or 400 the second day, and then today was sort of the third day of this evacuation process, and then close to 1,000 people left the Sarai neighborhood today. But everybody seems to think there will still be a fairly significant number of civilians left in the neighborhood if and when they make this final push into the center of the city.
There are also these reports of arrests of suspected insurgents. Tell us about that.
I think there have been something like 150 to 200 people detained since the start of this operation. They said there were anywhere from 300 to 500 insurgents in the heart of the city before things got going. So a reasonably significant portion of that group. In fact, these detainees turn out to be insurgents. Oftentimes, these people will be taken in and then released later when it's determined that they weren't, in fact, suspect for any reason. The point of kind of converging on this neighborhood and sort of surrounding it was to try to prevent what's happened in other urban operations the military has conducted here, where by the time they get to the heart of the city, all the insurgents who they're looking for have fled elsewhere to sort of surrounding areas. And to try to prevent that, they've set up these screening centers where they take all the evacuees, do a sort of a brief screening interviews, and check them against lists of known insurgents and that sort of thing. They've found men dressed as women. They've found people with anti-American or anti-Iraqi military propaganda in their pockets and pulled them aside. They've made a real effort to try to sort of separate out the people who they're looking for from the people who they're hoping to protect from danger.
What has the Army told you about how many insurgents they think might be left behind in Tal Afar and who they are, where they're from?
Nobody really seems to know how many are going to be left. At first, they were saying that they expected a fairly significant fight once they got to the center of the city because insurgents appeared to be entrenching based on the intelligence they were getting. Now, they said that as they've kind of conducted the early portions of this operation, it's really disrupted some of the networks that exist, and some of those sort of leadership has been taken out or has fled the city. So no one really knows for sure how much of a force is going to be left when they make their final push, although they are expecting some resistance.
Some resistance, but you're indicating that maybe the fight has shifted elsewhere.
Well, I don't know if it's shifted elsewhere. The big concern that commanders here have is that the insurgents will essentially withdraw to surrounding areas and decide essentially that they can't fight a U.S. and Iraqi force on a level playing field like this when they're intent on launching a full-scale offensive. This is sort of what happened a year ago when U.S. and Iraqi troops moved into Tal Afar. Insurgents didn't put up much of a fight, withdrew. And then after the offensive was over, when the U.S. military scaled back to a force of only about 500, the insurgents came back and reasserted control over the city.
Jonathan Feiner, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Jonathan Feiner is a Washington Post reporter. He's embedded with the U.S. Army's 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment in Tal Afar, Iraq.